And there was a farm. There were a good number of animals in this stable, and the grandfather explained to me that lightning had struck the stable and a fire could have broken out if he had not been the one to intervene early. He seemed to be very proud of his deeds, of his activities in general, which he carried out as a protective spirit for all the people in the village where we lived, and he explained to me how he had done it. He told me this precisely because he believed that I would now continue to carry out his work together with him. And so he told me that he had recognized it early on and seen what danger this storm would have brought to that farm or that stable. Since his entire attention was focused on nothing else but his village and of course my family, he had time to observe everything closely, and so he also saw the spirit brothers and sisters gathering around the farm. And so he had a bad feeling, as he explained to me. Because it is usually the case that spirit brothers and sisters are ready to either lead people home or help to separate the animal spirit from its body. So he was excited because he saw how many spirit brothers and sisters suddenly came near, then moved away for a short time and came back again. He already had certain insights. And he thought, how can I prevent this? He knew, if I am very attentive, I can manage to avert this misfortune. And if he used all his strength and all his intelligence, if you can call it that, then it could happen that this misfortune could be prevented after all, that would be thanks to him. And then he explained, you know, they have a dog, this dog sleeps in the stable, and since they always go on a tour of the stable late in the evening, I have the opportunity to influence people and animals. Well, this misfortune was not to come upon this family at night, but, as he realized, it could happen during the day. He watched and saw clearly that the time was not far off. The storm was gathering, and the many spirit brothers and sisters were already present. That was the sign of it. What should he do? He went to the dog and tried to make the dog a little restless. He did not instigate him directly, but he came so close to him and constantly disturbed him that the dog became restless, because, said the grandfather, the dog saw me, and I was so clear and loud to him that he saw me. And I became more and more energetic and scared him more and more. He began to bark and make noise. Then the farmer became alert and said, that is not a good sign, that is not a good sign. I know our dog, Fritzy, that was his name, and he does not make noise, even when there is a storm. And then he called his people together, the grandfather told the story, and they let all the animals off their chains. Whatever might happen, the animals would quickly be out of the stable. Yes, they suspected that lightning might strike. And then so much hay had been brought in, and all the animals were in the stable. And so it got worse and worse, darker and darker, and it was like this. Lightning struck, and the dog barked and barked, and he did it right. Well, fortunately there was no fire. I had spoken to some higher beings beforehand. I had asked them to prevent the disaster. And one of these higher beings said, yes, those are the powers, they are doing their own thing, but if you ask for it, I will try to make this change with these powers so that there is no fire, because we know you, you are a praiseworthy, zealous brother, you want to prevent all misfortune, that is good and kind of you. And so it was, lightning struck and there was no fire, there was a loud bang and then everyone knew it was over. People breathed a sigh of relief, the storm gradually passed and they praised Fritzy. Because he was such a brave dog. He got really juicy bone for it. They praised him, this dog, and they loved him. And so the misfortune passed. And grandfather told me, they only have me to thank for it, because I stood up for them. However, it was not the case that this misfortune had to befall these people. The powers that be raged and were let loose, and the animals would have been killed and the farmer and the family would have been harmed as a result. And grandfather said to me, then they left again. And so they left, those who were ready to receive these animal bodies, these spiritual animal bodies. They went their own way again. They were not surprised by it, but they had to be ready in any case. And so the grandfather told so many stories about where he had helped. Here with a sick man, there with a sick woman, here and there he had stood up and helped. And he was also known in the spiritual world as a good spirit, as a protective spirit for his village. They let him do as he pleased, although it was also pointed out to him that there could ultimately be another job for him and that from the very beginning he had not cared at all about God's order in particular, but had asserted himself in this way of his own accord and given himself this task. They then came to terms with him, he explained, because after all he only wanted what was good and had done what was good. But he didn't always manage to help, and now and then he had to step back, but he did what he could, and so he was a protective, good spirit. So my grandfather said to me, "You know, Laura, now I'm glad that you're here. You can help me from now on. There's so much to do in this village, and now we can do this work together. And you know, people are actually so happy when they get help, even if they don't know who helped them. So it's the pious people who then send a prayer of thanks to heaven and thank God and this or that Holy Spirit in particular." They had no idea that it was him, he to whom they had only given a special name in life. This name, I can say it easily, as my grandfather had been called when he was alive, it was Old Sepp. He said, "Nobody suspects that Old Sepp helped them, but they believe that Saint Aloysius helped, Saint Albert helped, even Saint Joseph helped. But nobody suspected that he, a modest old man from the village, had also had the opportunity to help them, and that it didn't even have to be a particular saint from heaven, because they believed that this saint was their patron saint and that he would ward off misfortune and storms and whatever they might be. But then grandfather told me, 'You know, I have a wish. I have been told all sorts of things and I have seen all sorts of things. You also know that I went hunting now and then when I was alive and I also roam through the woods because I am interested in game. But you know, I really have no say in that. If I want to go into the woods, I will be chased away straight away and, I admit, I cannot help everywhere, so I will stay in my village.' But he told me everything he saw and what he observed. Because he was allowed to observe, he explained to me, but not to intervene or help when there and whether it was during the hunting season or when a game was killed by a poacher, he was able to see what happens to these spiritual animals. There are very special brothers who look after them and go away with them when these animals are killed or when one dies of illness. Just like with humans, these spiritual brothers and sisters come and are near them even before they die in order to receive them. Usually they come individually or, when it comes to hunting, in groups to guide these spiritual animals into the spiritual realm. For these are not left to themselves. There is a spirit for every animal, just as for humans, there are spirit brothers and sisters for those higher in their ascension who guide them across to their environment and hand them over to the other spirits who have to work on the environment or live with them, depending on their development, circumstances, etc." Then grandfather told me that what made him particularly happy was when animals came, and that he could see them every now and then, and sometimes he would go near the forest just to observe. There such spirit beings would come, oh, you could say that they were noble angels, beautifully dressed. So he said I had no idea what they were dressed like, I had never seen anything like it in my life. They were dressed so expensively, full of glittering gemstones. They would come and take care of such an animal, for example a deer. Grandfather said that if they saw or if the animal was shot, it would be scared and would be chased back and forth through the forest. When it was killed, the body would lie there, but the spirit of the animal would run back and forth through the forest for a while, the spirit would remain restless for a while. Then a spirit or such a noble angel follows him constantly. Over time, the spiritual animal also gets tired and gives up running around. Suddenly it becomes completely calm and lies down. And then the spirit being, and in this case this very noble spirit, approaches and kneels down to this animal, starts to stroke it, plays with it, and the animal becomes completely tame and calm. The grandfather says, when you experience something like this for the first time or for the first time, it is really an experience. Because when you see that the earthly body is now lying there and a spiritual body emerges from this earthly body in the same form, a much more beautiful animal arises. The fur is much finer, silkier, even more noble, Even more beautiful, when you see something like this, then you really cannot be sad that the animal has been killed. You see a much more magnificent animal arise. There is a wonderful birth. It is an experience to see this. Even if the animal was a little frightened at first and was chased around, it would then, quite suddenly or not suddenly, slowly calm down, lie down and surrender. When these nobles came, they would put wonderful, expensive collars on these animals and expensive leashes, so many that you could hardly count them. It was all like a veil and it extended from the collar, and the leashes were long and it all looked so elegant and noble. First they would sit down with the animal for a while, talk to it and stroke it for a long time to awaken trust. And then the higher being would rise up together with the animal and the animal would then flee with this noble spirit. He had never seen where, but he assumed that such an animal would surely go where such noble beings were. He had sometimes been amazed at how they lived and where they went with these noble angels. He could imagine that there were many beautiful places in this kingdom of heaven. That's what my grandfather told me, and of course I was amazed, everything was new to me. As I was talking to my grandfather, a being I didn't know came up to me and started to join in the conversation and said, "Yes, yes, everything your grandfather tells you is true. Yes, yes, these animals are led to the high heavens, because they are there for the joy of the angel world." I found that so natural. And my grandfather always acted like that and was amazed and couldn't explain enough how beautiful these animals were. I should experience how it all works. And I said, "Yes, if I can, dear grandfather, I would like to be with you to experience all this." But then this figure or person who was unknown to me, I didn't know how to address him, intervened and said to me, "You know, I want to look after you, not your grandfather. We agreed with your grandfather. He can certainly look after things in his village, but he has no power. But now that we are together, I can tell you a few things about where these animals are being led." Of course, the grandfather was also interested in this. First, this being introduced itself and said, "I am your guardian spirit, that is, my guardian spirit, and I will lead you to the place where you must go, where you must stay and where you must work. But I am now prepared to talk to you both for a while." Yes, I liked that. I felt so safe around my grandfather. I had loved him as a child and he was so familiar to me. I actually didn't find this new world strange at all. My grandfather gave me a feeling of security, although I had also been a little uncertain and afraid at first. But I did have the impression that my grandfather had a big say here in this new world that I had entered. That was simply my opinion. And then this guardian spirit of mine, as he had introduced himself, said, "You know, the spirits of God, those who live in the high heavens, have a lot to do. They have a lot to do with people, but not only with people. There is so much work that they have to do and for which they have to sacrifice themselves. But they should also have something to enjoy." And so he said, "Some are particularly interested in the animal world and, for example, love the animals of the forest in particular. And since the spiritual world is so vast and so large and these high and distinguished spirit brothers and sisters have enough space, they can keep such favorite animals as they like. And they could have hundreds of such animals in their gardens and in their fields or whatever it may be, in their forests. And as they pleased, they would then take such animals with them and walk around with them in heaven. They would thus be accompanied by these animals. But," said this angel, "not every animal is suitable for this. They are carefully selected, taken care of and led to these heights, where they will now continue their spiritual animal life in the world beyond. Furthermore, there are also very many spirit brothers and sisters who have a particular preference for horses. And there are not only spirit brothers and sisters who deal with animals, there are also many other things that one enjoys. For example, there is a spirit being who has a particular pleasure in minerals. These minerals are collected and put together in the spiritual realm, and the most precious, of course, and that is what gives them their special joy. These high spirit brothers and sisters are always searching to acquire such precious stones, which they then take with them and sometimes also have to work on, they are very concerned about their shine. Not all the stones they bring together are of the same precious value, they differ from one another in their shine, shape, purity and color. But that is irrelevant, he explained, because these spirit brothers and sisters take special joy in it. And when there are invitations here and there in the heavenly world, which happens again and again, then such spirit brothers and sisters who have a preference for minerals now invite others to admire them, and then people come and admire these treasures. But then the angel of God said, and I would like to explain this to you, that these stones cannot be kept indefinitely either. It is like with animals, these brothers and sisters can keep them for a certain time, and then they are taken back, requested for transformation into a higher life. But there are other animals. For example, the angel goes back into the forest and quickly has his replacement. And it is partly the same with the precious stones. Some have to be transformed, others are brought and decorate the precious garments. They are not there for the transformation, but for the glorification of the heavenly world. So it can have a twofold meaning. But there are not just animals and minerals. There are also spirits of God who have their very special preference for flowers and express all their ability, all their artistic skills, in their work with these flowers. But these spirits of God are less concerned with the arrangement of these flowers than with the refinement. They try to refine these flowers themselves, to transform them, even if only to a slightly higher spiritual level or on the same level. They are simply able to give the flower a more beautiful shine, a greater splendor. So they too work on the refinement of these flowers, they too do it to the delight of heaven. And every spirit of God is particularly proud of what he has accomplished. This spirit of God, my guardian spirit, told me that in the kingdom of heaven, one must always admire everything, that new things are always being created, shaped, transformed and glorified, that one must always be amazed. But all of this can only be experienced in the upper, higher levels, and this activity is not a main activity of these high brothers and sisters, he said, but they devote themselves to this additional work, this activity, in their so-called free time or when they have time. Because so much very important work always has to be done, although there are high spirit beings in the spiritual world with a lot of creative power, who have their own heavens especially for this purpose, where they constantly create and shape new things so that they can be admired, other spirit brothers and sisters do not want to be left behind either. But the difference is that some, if my guardian spirit could say so, do it professionally and are only artistically active, while other higher spirit brothers and sisters only engage in artistic activity now and then because they also want to develop the creative power that is within them. After all, they also want to enjoy beauty. Surely, said my guardian spirit, we are happy to lead a soul from below through all the bitterness and distress, to be with them in their sorrow and to live in their hope that they will finally succeed in moving up a few steps. That is hard work, it requires a lot of patience and perseverance. But you don't want to do that all the time, you want to be active in heaven too, to experience how heaven is made of splendor and glory. God has given his people so much creative power, and you want to be active with this creative power. So these spirits of God try to do that just on the side. That's what my guardian spirit said. My grandfather was amazed and said, I'm on the right path. I knew it, it's right. At first they wanted to give me a completely different job. Now I was right to do it. If the higher spirits do this, how can I not have the right to do my own thing in my own way? Yes, yes, said my guardian spirit, they let you do it. But how long do you want to work in your village? You must make sure that you get past this level and move up a bit. There is still a lot to do up there where you could be active and help. You must leave your village at some point. Yes, said the grandfather in amazement, he had no intention of doing that at the moment, because they all need him, he claimed. What would have happened if he had not intervened in this and that case as he did? Great misfortune would have befallen people and animals, he claimed. Yes, that may be so, said my guardian spirit, it is true, for people, giving up and dying is something painful. I understand that. But you know, it is like you saw it yourself with the wild animal in the forest that is hunted. It is afraid for a while, and its spiritual body even runs around for a while. But soon it calms down, and you yourself said that something much more beautiful is born from the same animal. Shouldn't the much more beautiful be encouraged? Grandfather said, yes, in your own way, as you think. But in my village I am there to make sure that everything is in order. The guardian spirit said, yes, you know, I don't think you'll be able to work there for long, because you're not making any progress. You're helping, that's all well and good, but you can also help on another level, on a higher level. Don't you think you've been working in your village long enough now? Yes, my grandfather found it difficult. And then my guardian spirit said, you thought Laura would help you now? That she would go back and forth in the village and check in every house to see who was sick and where you could help? No, no, I'm taking Laura with me. He was a little disappointed. He was so happy to finally have someone to help him. He liked me so much and helped me too. Didn't he have a right to me? My guardian spirit said, I'm taking Laura with me, then you'll be left alone in the village. And then I said, Grandfather, think about it. Don't you want to come with me when I can go up higher and do something else? Maybe we can be together after all. But it doesn't necessarily have to be our village. We can also help others, they are our brothers and sisters too and have the right to be helped. I spoke to him. Grandfather was not to be persuaded. My guardian spirit didn't wait long, he took me by the arm and went with me. I couldn't even say goodbye properly. I was so sorry to be leaving my grandfather so quickly, who had taken such good care of me and not just me but the whole family, the whole village. My guardian spirit could see that I was not feeling well, but he spoke to me and said, you know, it has to be done, I had to intervene like this. You know, he has to come to his senses. And he will think. He will ask about you and he will come to you. But it has to be like this. You will then have the opportunity to go to your grandfather and ask him to come with you. But first a few things have to be put right with you, because you know, you haven't done everything according to our wishes. Yes, I thought about it and got a little scared. I had felt so comfortable with my grandfather, now I had to leave him behind. And my guardian spirit, yes, he said he was my guardian spirit, but he was still a stranger to me. I actually knew him, I didn't know him by face, like my grandfather. My guardian spirit spoke to me and said that I could have faith, it wouldn't be so bad. But it would be the same for everyone if they I, the spiritual world, for human life is a test, and one would not thank people for their vices and for the bad things they had done, one should not thank such people, one must judge them. And I began to ask somewhat timidly what I had done wrong. I remembered that I had also done some things that I later regretted. The angel saw my thoughts, but said, you know, we cannot agree so quickly with our human child who has returned home. We must sometimes use harsh words and deal with him very forcefully. Then I said, what are you going to do with me? And what do I have to do? What kind of work do you have for me? I have no idea what kind of work one has to do in heaven. And the angel said, you have heard so many beautiful things about what goes on in the high heavens, even if you don't belong in the high heavens. But there is still a lot of other things to do, you have to help everywhere, because there are so many spiritual brothers and sisters in need who you can help and speak to and comfort. And then the angel said to me, I will now draw your attention to various things. I am a little more familiar to you now, even if you are still a little shy. But you know, there are other angels of God who will come and stand before you and who are strangers to you. You know, they will ask you many questions. And I give you good advice. Give a faithful and honest answer to everything and confess your guilt when they accuse you. You are sorry that you did something wrong. Or is that not the case? He asked me. Oh, of course. I'm sorry about everything. I had no idea about heaven as it really is. I had prayed to the angels, but I had no idea what heaven was like. And I asked him whether anyone took offense at the fact that I didn't know anything at all. Other people don't know anything about this strange world either. Yes, smiled my guardian spirit, unfortunately they don't know much. But I'll tell you now how you should behave, so ask them for forgiveness for everything you've done wrong. You have to ask them in Christ's name, and you should be prepared to make up for everything you've done wrong. I remembered that well. Of course I was sorry about everything, that was quite natural. And they came, it wasn't long before they came. And I felt a bit strange. Actually, the world or the new things that surrounded me had impressed me, I liked it. Some things had also reminded me a lot of my previous life. Many things are much more beautiful there, much, much more beautiful, and yet I felt like a stranger. Now they were standing there, these spirits of God that my guardian spirit had spoken of, and I didn't dare look up, I just kept looking down, I didn't want to look at them. They were beautiful, but I was ashamed and didn't want to look at them. I had prayed, but not to them, I had prayed to everyone else. I was desperate and afraid. And then I simply fell to my knees, folded my hands and asked them to forgive me. I didn't know what it would really be like in the future. And then they lifted me up and said it wasn't so bad, I just had to be very eager and brave and very obedient. I promised that, I wanted to be obedient. But they said that I needed some time for myself so that I could completely reflect on myself, and they would recommend that I get some rest. And when I had rested a little, I would have more courage and more confidence. Yes, and my guardian spirit then said, good, now I'll accompany you, and he accompanied me into a house. I came to a family, I hadn't counted them, there weren't many, then I was led into a room and told, here's a bed, you can rest a little and you'll find peace. And when you're rested, they'll help you, and he pointed to those present. They're your brothers and sisters, in spirit they're your brothers and sisters. That's what they told me, and of course that was now clear to me. So I was allowed to rest. And when I woke up again and was surrounded by these spirit brothers and sisters, they were all so friendly and kind to me, my guardian spirit came to me again and said, you know, now I really have to tell you what work you have to do. But before I take you to any work, we want to take care of your grandfather. But you have to look a little better, we want to give you a different outfit. And then they brought me a beautiful garment that bore no resemblance to any garment I had ever worn in life. And I couldn't remember anyone ever wearing such a garment, in this shape. And the material was much, much finer, everything was so fine, so delicate. And so they gave me a beautiful dress. I had never worn anything so beautiful in my life. And then they had tied a beautiful ribbon around my head and held my hair in place. So my guardian spirit led me to my grandfather, who was of course busy again in the village, going from house to house and from stable to stable. When he saw me, he was amazed. He clapped his hands and said, Laura, how is that possible? Have you become an angel? And I said, I'm sure you're not an angel yet. But I think it would be very advisable if you came with me now, then you can look as beautiful as me, and I will help you to look as beautiful as me. Grandfather told me all the work that was waiting for him, where he had to go to see to it that there was no one there to look after the people. I said, I don't believe that, Grandfather, you're just thinking that. There are other spirit brothers and sisters who look after the animals and the people, not just you. And while I was talking to him, my guardian spirit said, yes, of course, of course. He's just imagining that he has to look after everything in the village alone, he doesn't let anyone else in. When he's gone, others will come and take over the work. Grandfather was amazed and said, what, I don't let anyone in? No, you don't let anyone in, said the guardian spirit, you can't deny that, and it had to be true. The way the angel looked at him and the grandfather became uncertain. Well, what should I do then? Asked grandfather. You shouldn't do anything, said my guardian spirit, except come with us. But before I leave this village and my people, I want to say goodbye to every house and every stable. Fine by me, said the guardian spirit or the spirit who accompanied me, fine by me, say goodbye. Then grandfather said, good, but you could come and accompany me so that you can see that it was really necessary for me to see that things were right. And my high-ranking companion smiled and said, let's do him a favor, we'll be done with it quickly.